This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. Woo, what a day, what a show we have for you today. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I'm Daniel Brigman, your honored host, really jazzed to be here with you, and you are listening to the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place, my friends. ThePowerHour.com is our website, ThePowerHour.com, and Kat is putting up a lot of commercial-free replays of the old, I know we had some emails about Dane Wigington, he's going to be up there. Some people are having trouble replaying that, so check that out, thepowerhour.com. Easy to share. Now, we have share buttons on everything. Look, you know what's the censorship. It's up to you, so get it out. I'd like to start today by giving a shout-out to KCXL Station out of Liberty, Missouri. Fitting name, right? Liberty, Missouri. We want to thank all the great patriots at the station, of course, and to all the wonderful listeners on 1140 AM there in the greater KC area. Thank you for making us part of your great station and part of your lives. So shout out to them. Thank you very much. Coming back after the weekend, you can usually count on some crazy news, or at least a lot of news or something. You know, they know when to release news in the news cycle. Today is no different. Remember when we discussed the story about Rod Rosenstein, Deputy Attorney General, allegedly plotting and recruiting other members of the Trump administration to basically overthrow President Trump or use the 25th Amendment saying he's not fit, whatever. Some stories, there must have been some real teeth to this, because some stories are coming out this morning saying he's going to resign. Some saying he's going to fire him. A lot of stories came out about this. Fox News headliner, of course, Sean Hannity, he warned about this story, saying it was a trap for President Trump to instigate him to fire Rosenstein to use that to make him look bad before the midterms, whatever. There seems to be some kind of kid gloves approach leading up to the midterms that I kind of understand. I mean, maybe they have better algorithms, certainly, than my instinct or actuaries about voters and their mindset, what have you, that if they did this, it would cause a lot of problems. I don't know. I don't see the issue. To me, I think the base, I think the support would be very much more charged if Trump would take action against Sessions, against Rosenstein, against this Mueller investigation. I think people are tired of it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't have the actuaries and the data they're looking at. Maybe they have, you know, something different. I don't know. With all that as a backdrop, we had a report this morning, like I said, two different reports. One said Rosenstein was resigning this morning, and two, Trump was firing him. Obviously, both of them can't be true. It turns out maybe neither one of them were true, at least for now. Now, this afternoon, it is being widely reported that none of this is happening, at least this morning, at least for now, and that Rosenstein is going to meet with President Trump on Thursday. I'm not sure the exact reason, it's being claimed that's discussed his future. I don't think it is for their weekly bridge game. That's what I will say. I don't think that's what they're doing. Concurrent reports are now linking Noel Francisco, he's Inspector General, as the newly tapped man to oversee the Mueller investigation. Now, to give you a little background on him, he interned under Anton Scalia. Anton Scalia was a mentor to him. He claims that he follows in his philosophy. If that's true, this is a good thing for the Constitution, probably a good thing for President Trump, if that's true. We'll still see. Something has to give here, because currently the position to do that is Rosenstein's, right? He's the one that's overseeing them. There's a lot of smoke here. There's a lot of smoke and even some fire here. This is hot, hot, hot. Now, at the same time, we have the Kavanaugh nomination confirmation hearings. We have Mike Adams that came out over the weekend with a pretty extensive, I mean, really over-the-top article where he is suggesting that President Trump is about to use executive order, is about to use the deep state's own what would you call it, emergency powers, own martial law that we're under, that they've put us under, to spin it right back on them and use martial law to now arrest these traitors to our country. Pedophilia, the traitors in the deep state that have gone after our country. Okay, we'll get into that in a second. Kavanaugh, now I've said out openly, I don't like his position on the Fourth Amendment, what have you. Others are saying his position on government separation of powers, whatever. Mike Adams thinks that this is key because he will be the deciding vote in the Supreme Court when Trump uses these powers, uses court martial, uses the military to go after the traitors in the government who have used war power, martial law, as a cover for their actions to subvert the Constitution, certainly, Trump's administration, most undoubtedly, and to really destroy America. I mean, do you see the mess and the tangled web that this is? Kavanaugh. Of course, you know about Ford. Christine Ford came out with the first accusation. Now another woman comes out with another accusation. Again, these are so old. You know, at the same time, Ellison, one of the top heads of the DNC, Ellison, I think he's the vice president of the DNC, Keith Ellison there in Minnesota, he's got a recent girlfriend who claimed, you know, he beat her unmercifully, basically tormented her. Her doctor and psychologist has confirmed this. She's been in treatment for it. It's not that I'm trying to throw one accusation against another, but, I mean, at least it's been this decade. At least the accusation is from this decade. My gosh. Obviously, without question, no matter whether these accusations against Kavanaugh are true or not, without question, they've been used politically. Feinstein sat on them for months now when she could have released this, but no, they waited to the time so they can delay this. That's obvious. The Democratic Party or whoever is making that decision or what have you, the resistance to this, whatever. It's obviously being used politically. Why do all the people who are accusing Kavanaugh, heavily connected to the Democratic Party somehow, I mean, is that the only people that he abuses or, you know, violates are Democratic operatives? Because that's only people who accuse him. I mean, just sheer coincidence is the law of averages. I'm not trying to make light of this situation because there's a heck of a lot of abuse that goes on in Washington. You're talking about something that happened 30 plus years ago in high school, and other people have already come out and saying your story is false. That's what's happened so far. We're supposed to believe this and stop the nomination now. We're supposed to wait till after midterms. We're supposed to keep pushing this back. Obviously, they're pushing very hard. I thought it was more theater. With Mike Adams' report, maybe there's more than just theater to it. Maybe it is a linchpin to this plan coming up. We shall see. And, you know, we've heard things like this before. He lays out a pretty concrete plan. Let's get to the executive orders. Going back on Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, Grassley, the head of the committee, the senator, the Republican senator, is pushing for a vote. Look, there has to be a deadline to this. We're going to have a vote. They have the votes, supposedly. We're going to go to vote. We have the votes. He's kind of letting this testimony play out. She's saying, I will testify, I won't testify, what have you. Okay, going back to the executive order. You remember the show last week where we had, and we're going to take, Kelby Smith's coming on today to talk about sovereignty, some of these issues, and continuation from Al Whitney. And it couldn't be more important now when you see this in the backdrop of these things going on. Mike Adams' article, which is linked up on the news section on our website. Some executive orders to go over. Okay. President Trump, the first year of his presidency, Executive Order 13818, called the Blocking the Property of Persons Involved in Serious Human Rights Abuse or Corruption. In that executive order, he is claiming the right to go after people who have enriched themselves. I mean, they're using language. Basically, they're describing what this appears that the Clintons have done. The Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, what have you. Go directly after them, seize their assets, and arrest them. At the same time, another executive order earlier this year, 13825, the manual, it's an amendment to the manual for court martials, is reaffirming and making it even clearer that the president has the ability to use court-martial and military, basically military tribunal, to go after traitors and treason under this present situation we're in. You put those two together, and your mind starts swirling that, are you telling me that President Trump is about to use the military to arrest the Clintons, Obama, the Podestas? Is that what you're telling me? I mean, you're starting to put these together. Mike Adams puts these together. That's what he's kind of insinuating. He says he has sources. I don't know. This is a lot to digest and put all these pieces together and see. Is Donald Trump ready to basically enact D-Day? Act the counterattack against our republic to get up off the canvas that is his presidency, off the canvas, the United States of America, and take an absolute haymaker to the deep state? Is that what's about to happen? There's certainly evidence that would point to that, certainly some things to talk about, and certainly a lot of buzz about this. Now, going back to 2012, Obama, Executive Order 13618, called the Assignment of National Security and Emergency Preparedness Communication Functions. What does that mean? Under the already War Powers Act, basically, you know, since World War I, we've been under one form or another, whether it's with the president or with Congress, we've been under a form of emergency. They've used that, the clause in the Constitution, in the Article 1, to basically, they're saying they can suspend the Constitution, which that's not entirely what it says at all to begin with. That's another issue. We'll talk to Kelby about that. They're using that power now to reinstate these executive orders that Obama took control. Ladies and gentlemen, you read that executive order. Took control of all the communications, the mass communications, anything to do with elections, anything to do political, what have you. Everything that you're seeing, the censorship, whatever, is a result of that executive order. And they are still acting, and he is quasi still acting as the president in the deep state. The president of what? Not the United States of America, not our republic that we see. What's left of it? That's Donald Trump, at least even the illusion of it. No, this other illusion has been created, this deep state which has been created under that executive order. He is remaining in power and is maneuvering behind the scenes to manipulate our real republic, our real country, and gain power again to this deep state and use it to keep controlling like a parasite on our republic. Mike Adams suggests that Trump is going to have to come up with another executive order, maybe martial law. He argues that we're already under, they've already declared martial law, basically, and taking control of all these things. Do you see what's at stake? I mean, this is a legitimate conversation we're having right now, all these points. Do you see why we've talked about all this? Do you see why who you are is so important? Whose you are, the position, the miracle that happened in this country 250 years ago, all these things. The stakes could not be higher. I don't want to alarm you and freak you out. You are in interesting times, my friends. You're listening to The Power Hour. Stay tuned. On the other side, more news. And then Kelby Smith, thepowerhour.com. We'll be right back.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get some emails, and basically you're saying the same thing I'm thinking. This is all very confusing. Yeah. Yeah, it's real fucking confusing. Yeah. I mean, I think it's meant to be. There's an illusion inside of illusion inside of illusion. Anything you take the real thing, our organic republic, again, it all, ladies and gentlemen, I can say something blue in the face. I say it over and over. One day it will click in you. All of this comes back to the beginning of our nation and what the former head of the Supreme Court said in America. Said that all Americans, after the Revolutionary War, all power devolved to them. That they were sovereigns without subjects. The Declaration of Independence declared them as created beings with unalienable rights. The government was only purpose was there to protect their position, to support them and lift them up next to their creator, and that they stay there in that realm of power, authority, dominion, joy, peace, position, responsibility, all those things. Everything we're discussing about when it comes to government, these stories, everything is about that. And ultimately, really, not much else. The War Powers Act, it's so good Kelby's coming on today because we can bring into these stories, these very pressing stories. I don't believe that Trump needs to create another executive order. Maybe he does just for clarification, maybe for to signal to the deep state people who they know they're acting. You know, people say, well, it's unconstitutional. Like Al Whitney, when she came on, she said, no, what they're doing is it's not unconstitutional. It's non-constitutional. And in a lot of ways, that is true. And when it comes to this, the administrative power, the deep state, that is absolutely true. Because this new form of government, this new body of government, almost the fourth branch of government, this unseen hand, whatever, that has grown out of the Emergency Trading with the Enemies Act, the War Powers Act, from all the way from the 1917 to 1933. That was the forerunner. That was the grandfather. That was the progenitor of all this. And under that authority, they feel they can separate themselves from the Constitution and then take power and take control over all levers of government, pushing you and your dominion underneath the present emergency that they're now under. What is the emergency now? Well, it's the attack of 9/11 from 2001. They're reiterated from there. Been reiterating it every year from there. Obama declaring and taking control with that executive order over all communication, all especially radio, political. Why do you think now this is being pushed and everybody's being censored and all the control? On some level, they're acting perfectly legally. I wouldn't say lawfully necessarily, but legally certainly. Legally. In their realm. I know how confusing this sounds. Trump has the authority under the Constitution, under his position, to enact the law, to restore this. Mike Adams is calling for an executive order to declare martial law. The executive order that he should proclaim is declare peacetime. Declare peacetime. Declare the previous war powers executive orders null and void. Declare this Obama 2012 executive order. These are now null and void. We are in peacetime. And the Constitution for the United States of America is in force. Automatically, overnight, like that, like turning on a switch, any authority, any legal position that they think they have some, is just not what we think it is. They understand this perfectly well. That's why we're going to have Kelby on. That's why this is so important. They understand this perfectly. It'll be switched off like a light. Their position, their authority, their legal authority. Lawfully, all these things, who you are. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to live in interesting times, you are doing it. You are in it right now. And I'm not trying to alarm you. I'm trying to raise that sense of divinity within you and to be who you are. We are not here to war against anything. That gives power. Remember, the Messiah says, don't resist evil. Buckminster Fuller says, you create a competing system and then make the other system obsolete. That's what they've done. This competing system that they've created, this fourth branch of government under War Powers Act, carved out this like a tumor on America. They've used that to make the old obsolete, and our ignorance is now feeding into it. So what's our call? Not to war against it, to stand for the other, to stand for who we are. The power, the universal power that is in the soul of mankind that will stand and defend the Declaration of Independence right now will absolutely destroy Egypt, symbolically, Rome, what have you, the American deep state. The Red Sea will part, we will go through on dry ground, and the seas will come back and drown all of Pharaoh's soldiers. Are you ready?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will meet Thursday at the White House
Among the things probably to be discussed will be the reports that came out last week that Rosenstein discussed wearing a wire to record President Trump. Former Department of Justice official James Trustee on if the president should fire Rosenstein.
The president would be wise to let him continue or leave at his own pace, whenever that may be.
Today, Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh told the Senate Judiciary Committee in a letter that he will not be intimidated into withdrawing, calling the allegations against him a smear campaign. House Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate.
Senate Democrats and their allies are trying to destroy a man's personal and professional life on the basis of decades-old allegations that are unsubstantiated and uncorroborated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We have our guest waiting before we get to him. Very important topics. I'd like to make you aware of a couple news stories at thepowerhour.com. In case you're wondering, Scrabble has added 300 words to their dictionary. If you like Scrabble, I thought that was pretty cool. And there was a Indonesian teenager who was stuck in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, on basically a little more than a raft for 49 days with a little bit of food, 10 boats passed them, never stopped, never saw. Amazing story. Check that out at thepowerhour.com. Of course, on all these other stories that we've been discussing, specifically this Mike Adams one, the Noel Francisco taking over, possibly the Mueller investigation, Kavanaugh, the accusers, what have you. Lot going on. Of course, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, the Super Silver. Glenn Parnham's coming on tomorrow, now on sale. It's cold and flu season. You got to have your silver, so it's one of those things you have to have on sale over at the Power Mall. Check that out. Please purchase from us. Buy from the good guys. That's why we're here. One of the reasons, because you obviously need this. You need to be healthy. You need to be informed. You need the truth. We need the same. We're working together here to bring all this, your purchases, your prayers, your donations, all of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Now to our guest. Kelby Smith has been on semi-regularly and just been a pleasure every time. We've gotten great responses. And for probably the first time he came on, maybe many of you thought, oh, this is nuance, it's a little weird. But we wanted to keep doing it. We wanted to keep hitting it. We want to keep going with this information. He's from hisadvocates.org, and he's here to talk about state citizenship, among other things. He's an expert in this area, and it's so fitting he's here right now with all these basic authority, statute, jurisdiction issues that we're talking about in our government. Kelby Smith, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Dan, always love to be on the Power Hour. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. In the first section of the news, there's a huge story by Mike Adams where he basically lays out what he thinks, putting together from his sources, that Obama did an executive order in 2012 where he took control by executive order, because we're under martial law, supposedly, to control of the airwaves, especially all political speech, and that they can stop them, subvert them, censor them any way they want to. We're seeing the result now, that this deep state is operating behind the scenes, separate from our constitutional republic, separate even from President Trump. They've been ordered to resist at all costs under this quote-unquote legal authority, that they do have this legal authority to operate, and that Mike Adams is saying that President Trump needs to put another executive order to declare martial law. It's very complicated. I mean, this is Tom Clancy couldn't write this book that we're talking about right now. Kavanaugh's right in the middle of it, what have you. I want to go back, one, if maybe you have some initial thoughts, I don't know, but let's go back to the beginning of where they even got this supposed authority.
Well, how do you write an executive order for martial law on top of martial law? Because we're already in martial law, and if you understand our military flag, it's the gold fringe flag that's hung within the White House and in every federal building, completely telling you that we're in a state of martial rule under the admiralty flag, under the military flag, which is what the president is overseeing under that corporation. So how do you do that? How do you put martial law in effect on top of martial law?
Good question. I don't, he's saying that he used, well, let's phrase it this way. He used, and I have the executive order here. It's executive order 13618, assignment of national security and emergency preparedness communication functions. So they're saying they're using the martial law, the authority to now take control of all communication, that all communication now become emergency communication. That would be their, I don't want to speak for them, but I think that's the stance that they're taking.
That's the Trump administration stand for communication control.
No, Obama. That was in 2012. Obama. That's Obama's executive order. That's Obama's executive order. And it's still in effect today.
And correct. And it's aside from the NDAA.
Correct. Correct. Bingo. Now you got it.
So you have the National Defense Authorization Act on top of the Communications Act, the executive order by Obama. See, I don't really understand executive orders other than the fact that it's an executive administration that is really truly in rule, does not need the vote of Congress other than to have Congress pretend like they are in power, and that's why they call what they do acts. An act of Congress. This is going to sound funny, but it's not theory per se. It's, in my opinion, it's pretty legitimate when you have these laws that quote unquote Congress is doing. They're putting public laws together, and then what do the attorneys do? The attorneys come and write the uniform commercial code around the public law and really pervert the crud out of the public law And then you got the president's coming and writing executive orders without Congress's approval, three quarters of Congress's votes and half of Congress's votes, and just putting stuff in place. And to me, it's one big act, if you will, by a corporation who is pretending to be the overseer, the sovereign, but it's truly the sovereign within the District of Columbia and only has jurisdiction within the District of Columbia. And so this is why that de jure versus de facto element always comes up, where you have the republic and you have the corporation, and we really do need to sit down and have the long, hard discussions about what the republic is.
You know, when you first came on this show, and probably when you first started, I've known you, it's probably been 6 years now I've known you.
Yeah.
And when I first heard this, it was like, oh my gosh. And a lot of people were so far ahead from where I was. But now, this idea of de jure, de facto, state citizen, you know, all these words that meant nothing to America. And
right.
To our audience, we even got emails like, what in the world are you talking about? Now, when you start to put these pieces together, you're starting to see who you are, what that, how important that really is, and who our government is, and these little nuances, these little tricks that people have used in illusions to cover over our eyes to the real thing. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you as I'm sitting here, Kelby's going to walk this back and kind of talk about republic versus this de facto martial law takeover, and put the two up against each other so you can start to see. It's only then can you walk backwards in your mind and look at what we're seeing in the news and make any sense of it.
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about. So go ahead a little bit. Let's walk that back. Let's put the two up against each other and start to make sense of how different they really are.
Well, let's do it from the beginning. Let's really kind of get our minds wrapped around. You know, you had long before the Declaration of Independence, you had fighting here on this land. You had people that were within the colonies. Colonies are something that was the kings had power over. And there was obviously a body politic of people raised up. And then we had our first false flag, which was the Boston Tea Party. Thing that happened with the boat, the stealing of the tea by men dressed up as Indians. And it probably wasn't the first false flag, but it was probably the first false flag on our soil. And then you had a king who literally had a body politic of people that were being raised up. And so what does he do? He's an expert at infiltration. He's an expert at, paying people a lot of money to do his bidding and his work. Unfortunately, there's no cell phones at that time, and for him to make an executive order, if you will, from a king standpoint, as a foreign sovereign to this nation, he would have to put something together, put it under wax seal, have it shipped across the Atlantic, and it would take three to 6 months before it get into the proper hands and before the funds were able to be utilized towards whatever he was trying to do. So you had a Congress at that time that was slowly starting to build, and they were infiltrated. There were, I'm sure, degrees of social societies, such as the Freemasons and different things and different elements. And that's literally at that time, that year, the same year, the ultimate freedom document of the world, the Declaration of Independence. First time ever that man came back out of being a slave from he who ruled the world and declared self-governance under God, where he himself, God was king, and where they were self-governed, and where nobody could come against them unless they harmed another person. Hence the word republic. I hear the music.
There's the break. Hold that thought. We're going to continue this story on the other side. It is the story. It is the political story.
It is the story
of the millennium, ladies and gentlemen. It is the story. And you're going to see how it parallels now. Does this make all more sense? You see why now I've been screaming about all this? I hope it does. We'll come back and we'll continue on. thepowerhour.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
If you don't know where we come from, the beginning, and you don't put all this together historically and all this, then there's no hope to restore this. There's no hope to see our way through this. Why do you think the educational system is done? It's intentional. Charlotte Isserby has told you all these things come together. This is all intended to get you to either forget or never know who you are, and specifically your position in relation to government in the United States of America, really the world, but specifically what our founding fathers did. Now, Kelby mentioned a couple things, de jure and de facto. De jure means written law. Our written law is the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. That's the written law. The de facto law is now this cancerous separation that we call martial law, wartime powers, trading with the enemy act, where this deep state has grown from it and is like a big goiter on our neck right now that's threatening to bring us to our knees. That's the de facto. So de jure and de facto when you hear those words. Kelby's website, hisadvocates.org. You can check out all this information, his phone number, if you'd like to call 844-HIS-ADVO, which is 844-447-2386, and call extension or dial extension 702. 844-447-2386, extension 702. And, of course, YouTube, you can go to /HIS-ADVOCATES. And you can see a lot of these videos, and we'll get you to, there's a lot of things we won't be able to fill in today, but some key points I hope get seared into your brain. If you think, I get emails sometimes about, well, I'm not interested in politics, I don't care about the politics in my life, I want to just live my life. I promise you, you may not care about politics, but politics cares about you. And your life will forever be changed for future generations if you don't realize that. So getting back to Kelby, hisadvocates.org. Kelby, we're talking about the history, of course, ancient Israel and basically our founding fathers are the two crossroad points of government change in the world's history. Continue on.
Yeah. So you have an element of people that were free on a land that was beautiful, that was colonized and controlled by a king, and ultimately wars were breaking out and people were revolting, and the people made nothing more than a declaration and very courageously put their signatures on a document that was the forever world-changing document. And we really don't understand the magnitude of the Declaration of Independence or how important that document truly is. We really don't have our mind wrapped around the importance of what that gave men and women across this nation from a freedom standpoint. So when you start there with that element of wrapping your mind around lawfully what it means to be self-governed, lawfully what it means to be under God only, lawfully what it means to have a right to a trial by a jury of your peers, and you start getting your mind wrapped around it, it becomes the most important thing. And so we had that, and we have that in law. But what my opinion is, and I can lawfully document this, is that the king predicated his ability to give men an equivalent perceived valuable thing known as the United States Corporation, and gave men and women the election and the opportunity to become a party to that corporation. And by doing that, over the next 150 years, stepped men outside of their rights under God and allowed men to contract under a corporation literally as the surety, the collateral to the banking systems debt, where the corporation of the United States was pledged against that debt, where the land was pledged against that debt, and it's all been done under the color of law, under a de facto element, not lawful, but under the color of law, which every man and woman across the face of this earth had no idea what was being done truly, and where the Federal Reserve kicked in, took over the central banking, started loaning nothing more than chattel paper with a pledge from China of a gold-backed security, and the Federal Reserve has earned interest on their ability to print notes. At first, it was quote-unquote lawful money backed by the gold-backed certificate. Now it's nothing more than notes that are backed by the sweat equity and the birth certificates of the people of this nation and world. So we have been hoodwinked from the beginning by a very smart structure. But here's the awesome thing, Daniel. They couldn't take away the original. They could only masquerade and cover up with a de facto element. hit it on the head. De jure means lawful, original, and that is the republic. And then you have de facto, which is not by right, not by law, but because the de jure element is no longer there. And if you read Supreme Court rulings, corpus juris secundum, there's in Shelby versus Norton County in 1876, it flat out says the only reason why de facto stands is because the de jure doesn't. So it goes all the way back to the people of the original Israelites, where they didn't stand and want to be self-governed, and they complained to their God, who was their king, and said, we want a king, and God was grieved, and he gave them a king, and it was not a good king, and his name was Saul. And so it's the same principle. Right now we have that form of lawful, godly governance here on this land that is absolutely something no other nation has, still in effect, still a lawful form of governance, but because nobody is standing in it and operating under it, the corporation gets to exist.
I have said, we're coming on a break, and we'll continue this. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that at some level you can appreciate the magnitude and the insight that Kelby just expounded the last 5 minutes. It's profound beyond profound. I've contended that there are basically, well, now five, but okay, we'll say five. I think there's been five huge constitutional battles in America's history, past when we won. So the Bill of Rights was in effect. Then in the 1830s, Andrew Jackson killed the central banks. That was a huge battle. We won, meaning the Republic won. Then after the Civil War was another time where federal encroachment came. We lost. The Federal Reserve Act, 1913, up and through Roosevelt in the 30s, all that period, that's another time. Lost. Then in the late 50s, early 60s, we have prayer, God. Basically, God was taken out of school, but they were mandated. Now we weren't even allowed to say God. That was the next battle. And then in this millennium, the NDAA, where they could just operate now totally outside of Constitution, they feel they can because we are so ignorant and don't know anything about it. Those are the five battles to me. And Kelby will address all those, or address a lot of those when we come back. This is such big information, ladies and gentlemen. HisAdvocates.org. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.